Right, this weekend, the streets of the capital will come to something of a halt. The 2014 Cardiff Half Marathon takes place. I know an awful lot of you listening will be taking part in it, whether you're going to be heading down to actually run in it or just kind of lining the streets to cheer on the thousands of competitors. And I think you know that it's an important date in the Welsh athletics calendar when this man comes to town. Fresh from Boulder, Colorado, Steve Jones is here. How are you?
And doing great things, sir.
Excellent stuff. It's always lovely to have you in, and kind of whenever you're in the country, we like to get you on board. Is it the event that's dragged you over this time, yeah?
Yep, again, yes.
Yep, good.
They always look after me very well, and of course it's a major event in the Welsh calendar, so I like to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching it, having lived in the capital myself for a number of years now, you kind of see how it's risen and risen and risen from something where, you know, me and my mates would turn up and run it, and it would kind of be a different route every time. It would be a little That's bit right. strange. It wouldn't necessarily be on the best roads around Cardiff to being... Yeah, we just had to be around the castle for the start last time round. It's an actual event now.
Totally. It's gone onwards and upwards over the last 4 years. They've got great sponsorship. They've got a great team of specialists, I suppose, looking after the race and trying to make the race grow. It's grown every year since Lloyds Bank got involved. Obviously, it's the Lloyds Bank Cardiff Half Marathon now. It's grown every year, and this year 21,500 people, almost 22,000 people by Sunday anyway. It is a major event. It's the second biggest one in the country, and I think within 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, we could be the number one in the country.
It's kind of funny just watching this rise, having, you know, seen the Great North rise. I mean, you go back to the days when you were running the London Marathon, and it was still pretty much club runners who were doing it, sort of 84, 85.
Hardcore era. Runners.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't people like me. It was proper
and
runners.
And me now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the sport has grown, you know, and it's embraced everybody. It's a human interest event. It's a human kind of course. You know, it takes in all the iconic images of Cardiff. The best people in the world are coming here to race now. And last year, 61.5 minutes won it last year, I think. And this year, I can see it being faster than that. And certainly by the time we host the World Championships in 2016, it's going to be under an hour, you know. And it's going to be one of the courses that people want to come to, not just from Wales or just across the bridge, but from around the world.
What was your world record for the half?
61:14, I think it was.
Okay.
It's moved on quite a bit since then.
It has. But according to legend, that was after a decent night the night before?
There was some cider involved, yes.
10 pints?
I don't know.
I don't know. Tells me all I need to know.
Yeah.
It was an unconventional career, and we'll kind of get into it.
But that's not the right impression to be sending out.
It's not the right impression to be sending out, and it's not the right impression to give a view either. No. However, it's a cracking story. but as far as, I don't know, making it accessible to everybody now, is running just something you can do?
I think people have found that out over the years, that they can do it. They don't need to train particularly hard. Obviously, they want to focus. They may have different reasons why they want to do it. It could be a personal, trying to get a personal best, or a personal physical reason, or they just want to raise money for different charities. There is a lot of reasons why a lot of those people are out there. A lot of us people are out there, I suppose, not those people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're down with us now, mate.
Yeah, but yeah, I stopped running, so I can class everybody as those people now. but you know, it's something everybody can do. You know, you're watching the Liverpool game up there or Arsenal game up there. You can't go and play football with those guys. You can come and be in the same race on the same start line as the best people in the world. Mm. And it rubs off, you know, and it inspires a lot of people. Hopefully it's going to inspire enough people within Wales where they can make the next step up to the next level, wherever they are, whether they're at the back of the field or close to the front. It's the kind of event that's going to do that, I think. You know, I've never been a huge advocate of mass participation, because I think that the elite and the front runners drive the train. And for many years, that was forgotten.
Yeah.
But I think we're starting to do that now. And certainly over the last 3 or 4 years, that there is a kind of priority to put in the right kind of field together, not just to make it a human interest event, but also a world-class foot race.
Yeah, and he's both elements for it to work properly. You are one of only two Welsh people to have broken world records in athletic events that are included in the Olympic Games. The other one is on the phone.
Oh.
Colin Jackson, how are you?
Very well indeed. Hi, Steve, how are you doing?
No, I'm doing great, thanks, Colin, and you?
Excellent, sir, good, very good, well good. Indeed. We've got, things have changed since those days in Cumbrown, eh?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yep.
You guys go way back, yes, yeah. Colin?
Well, the nuts and raisins will be on the back straight and the sprinters will be on the front straight.
So. Oh, really? Is that how?
And hopefully never the twain shall meet, yeah.
I was going to say... Did Colin's training sessions end a lot earlier than yours, Steve?
Actually, no. They'd be there 2 hours before and then 2 hours after.
It's all the stretching.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We'd get there, do our workout, and we'd be gone. Yeah. We'd run there, do the workout, and run home.
I'm talking, if I'm honest.
Yeah, there was a lot of that involved.
Yeah. Did you ever look across the track in Cumbrown, Colin, and think, oh, why are they doing that? That just looks ridiculously painful.
Always, because it just looked like they were going round and going round and round. We were thinking,
and they're still running.
Always. Yeah, we're still running. We'd say, "Can they do any stretching?"
No. So our recoveries, we'd run our recoveries where those guys would be sitting down. Taking their shoes off, putting their trainers back on, and then walk around for 15 minutes and put their spikes back on and have another go.
There you go, you see? Perfection, you see?
It is, yeah. I had it wrong all this time.
It is interesting that the different, not just the different sports that you two were sort of actually involved in. I know it's the same sport, but they were very, very different events. But also, I think your approaches to the sport would be very, very different. Colin, were you a sports science, embrace everything kind of guy?
Well, I really came quite early to realising I had to look after myself. So, you know, only I had to really could focus on my nutrition well because I live for myself, if you see what I mean. So I knew how I was sleeping, how much energy I was using in training, et cetera, et cetera. So most probably, yeah, I would have embraced certainly food science very earlier on just to really to get the right balance of energy for input.
Yeah.
Different, Steve? Well, not that different,
well,
actually.
I'm sure Colin didn't go out and have 8 pints of cider or 10 pints of cider the night before he broke his world record.
Did you have 10 pints of cider the night before you broke the world record, Colin?
No, I didn't. Oh, I did have 200 grams of chocolate.
Have you ever had 10 pints of cider, Colin, across your whole life?
No.
No. That doesn't surprise me.
And neither do I know. But,
no, absolutely. No, it's, as I said, it's not the right thing to have done.
But I think we were both in an era where the sports science was just coming into the into the sport. So Colin would have been breaking new ground anyway with his that kind of philosophy. And he had a coach that was very scientific and very technical as well. And running a technical event,
absolutely.
You look at other things besides the running portion, the running part of it. Whereas as a nuts and raisins guy doing long distance, then all you have to do is put your shoes on and go out and run.
Just feel the wind. Colin, thinking about where your place is sort of in and around Cardiff, I'm not going to give away where it is so you get a load of stalkers, but thinking about where you live, you're perfectly positioned for a lot of this Cardiff half marathon course. You don't actually have to leave the house, mate.
Yeah, no, I would see a lot of it from, literally, as you say, from my balcony. So it's a pretty beautiful, beautiful course. I see lots of signs, obviously, put up saying, you know, traffic, maybe a bit of disturbance with the Cardiff Half Marathon that's happening. But you know I'm going to be at the finish anyway. I'll be at the start at the finish. So I'll see it. I'll see the real deal happening. So I'm looking forward to that. But, people will be able to run past my house.
it's a nice thing for them. They won't know that, but I think it's a nice thing for them.
They won't know that,
So it's a big old event now. I know kind of BBC cover the Great North Run to a great extent, to the London Marathon. You've been involved in a lot of that down the years. Looking at this one, looking at the amount of people who are going to be in what is your home city, how does that feel?
To me, I am so impressed with that. I mean, I think they're talking about 21,000 people have registered, which would make this one the second largest, you know, behind the Great North Run when it comes to half marathon distances. So for me, to have this actually at home is just exceptional. And I take my hats off to the organisers for certainly pulling this off. Obviously, to the city of Cardiff to be able to stage something of this magnitude. But I have a huge sense of pride because it is my hometown, as you said. And my hometown is capable of putting on events like this. And we've seen it in rugby. We've seen it in pops, you know, pop kind of stars that's coming on. We've seen it in football. But this is the first time really in running it is happening at this magnitude. So for me, it makes me really excited. And I'm just hoping that Wales embraces it. Our capital city has done well for our nation because it's attracting people from all over the world now. It's the most important thing, I guess.
So what's your role on the start line, Colin? What do you actually have to do?
Well, I'll be there starting it as well, right?
So how does that work?
I'll be there looking at people and making sure that they go through the line correctly, et cetera, et cetera. But just enjoying it and soaking up the atmosphere. One of the things I always enjoyed about the mass participation event, any of them that I've worked on in the past, is it's the people's story and it's the supporters, people who never normally would come out and watch an athletic event or competition, come out and they cheer on the people that are going past their homes and on the main streets. I think that whole fact that it's a real coming together, a real community feel all the way around is what's special about these events. So for me, I'll be on the street, I'll be there shouting and screaming, but I'll also be at the finish, hopefully signing a couple of autographs and taking some pictures with the people that still remember me as a runner.
There'll be a lot of them, don't worry, it'll be fine. The ego will be pandered to, mate. As far as the actual state, you see, he got the sprinter mentality there, Steve, for a second. He was going to false start someone.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
I think someone's getting disqualified on Sunday.
I'm a bit worried about him having a gun in his hand.
Yeah, there's also worry.
Oh, sorry, I'm a Cardiff boy.
That's right, yeah, you're used to it.
Colin, enjoy it. Thank you very much for coming on board today. As I said, Jason will be there on the start line, 8:45 on Sunday morning.